This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. More Democratic leaders continue to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris as their nominee for president. That now includes Governor Jared Polis. The governor endorsed Harris via X, saying, quote, "Kamala has a vision of hope and a future we can all believe in." His endorsement is notable because Polis was seen by many as a potential presidential candidate if Biden dropped out. All of Colorado's Democratic House members have also endorsed Harris. The practice of testing wastewater to help protect human health is expanding. Denver will soon enable the city's health department to detect the synthetic opioid fentanyl and other substances. The city's Marie Curran says samples will be collected and shipped to a company to test for a variety of things.
Fentanyl, xylazine, cocaine, methamphetamine, and the metabolite of nicotine.
The funding for the program comes from the state's opioid settlement money. Weld County says it's investigating its first human case of West Nile virus this year. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Last year, there were 52 cases of the mosquito-borne West Nile virus investigated in Weld County. Its health department says mosquito traps are monitored on a weekly basis, and mosquitoes in three zones in the county have all tested positive for West Nile. Last year was the state's worst for West Nile virus in two decades, with more than 600 people hospitalized and 50 deaths. Health officials say to wear insect repellent and long sleeves and pants when the bugs are most active. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado will soon get federal money to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The state's energy office will receive more than $120 million for emissions reduction projects in local communities. The Denver Regional Council of Governments will receive just under $200 million to help buildings decarbonize. The grant money comes from the Environmental Protection Agency's Climate Pollution Reduction Program. This is CPR News in KRCC.